Recorded Books presents The Reckoning by Alma Katsu, narrated by Laurel Lefko.
Part 1. Chapter 1. London. We were nearly at the Victoria and Albert Museum when we saw the crowds spilling out of the entrance and across Cromwell Street, forcing our taxi to stop in the middle of the road. The driver turned to shrug at me and Luke, as though to say we could go no farther, as hundreds of people streamed toward the arched entry in a blur of color and movement like a school of fish, all there to see my exhibit. I stepped from the cab, unable to wait a second more, and my eye was drawn immediately to the tall banner hanging overhead. "Lost Treasures of the 19th Century," it read, the dark print striking against the shimmering orange background. Beneath the words was an image of a lady's fan, extended to show the white satin stretched over whalebone ribs, its leash made of silk cord with a tassel curved upward like a tiger's tail. More treasured than the painted lilies and golden roses on the front of the fan were these words, scrawled by hand on its lining: "Man's love is of man's life a thing apart. 'Tis woman's whole existence." Byron. The museum had singled out this rather small and intimate object as the crown jewel of the collection and featured it on the banner and in advertisements, bypassing works by master craftsmen and artists and rare ethnic antiques from the Silk Road. I could well imagine the excitement of the museum worker who found the words and signature of George Gordon Noel, Lord Byron, on the back of this obscure little fan. The fan was precious to me, and I'd never meant to part with it.